We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com. We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
The opinions expressed on this webmasterradio.fm program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of webmasterradio.fm. Any rebroadcast or retransmission of this program without the express written consent of webmasterradio.fm is prohibited.
Welcome to SEO 101, your introductory course on search engine optimization. So, turn on your computers, open your minds, grab your mouse, and get ready to get back to the basics. SEO 101. SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm is now in session.
Hello and welcome to SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm. This is Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and my co-host is John Carcutt, the Director of SEO and Social Media for Advanced Internet. You are gracing our presence today. How is our John?
I'm doing awesome. I'm so glad to be back. I missed it a lot, but I'm glad I did what I did. I got a good time back in where I grew up and jamming with my high school garage band. 25 years later, it was a blast.
Wow, 25 years.
Yep.
Oh, I'm glad that's a long way off for me.
I have to tell you, we really, really sucked, but we loved every second of it.
You didn't have to say that. Or at least you
it
could say
it was a blast.
Me. Yeah.
No. Well, I mean, I wouldn't expect us to be like recordable after 25 years, but it was fun getting together with guys. I mean, we've known each other that long, so it's just a blast to be hanging out with these guys. One of the guys, Steve, our bass player, does home brews, so he brewed up like a ton of different types of beers and brought them in, and we did a bonfire in the evening with like acoustic guitars and stuff. So it was just a good time.
You gradually sounded better and better then.
Yes, we did. Actually, by the end of the night, we were looking for a recording contract.
Awesome. Oh, I missed it. Yeah, I was so dry when I did the show. I mean, I enjoyed it by myself. I managed to make it work, but it's nice to have the banter. I missed the banter.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go back and listen to see how you did, man. I haven't heard it yet.
Oh, okay, so, well, I called you Mud.
You called me Mud? Man. I hope it was affectionately.
Yeah, of course. Well, only on the first time when I didn't plan on doing it by myself.
Nice.
Okay, well, today we've got a ton of stuff to talk about. As everyone might imagine, there's lots going on, and it's been so long that, between that and all the stuff that's been happening, we've got lots to talk about. So why don't you lead away, John?
I guess the biggest thing in my world right now is all the changes happening to Google Analytics and how it impacts us as SEOs. I mean, two big things came out at the end of last week. Google's added real-time analytics, real-time data into analytics. And a lot of people have, a lot of different services have done real-time stuff, but this is, to me, is really interesting because it's layered on top of all your standard analytics. So you, I mean, and I just preface this by saying not everybody has it yet. It's still in beta, so you have to hope you get access to the beta. And I'm not even sure. Have you seen it? Is there a process to request beta access for real-time? I don't know.
Yes, there is, actually. I was just on Search Engine Land, and it has it there. The full rollout could take up to 1 to 2 weeks, but in order to get the new feature sooner than later, you can sign up for the beta by filling out the form at, and they've got this link. So it's on Search Engine Land right now. The title of the article is Google Analytics Real-Time Reports Web Traffic Right Now.
Okay, searchengineland.com. Give them a little plug. But to me, the cool thing about it is measuring the impact of your social media strategies. And because social media can come and go in a matter of a few hours, and to have to wait to the next day to see if what you did had any impact can hurt sometimes. With the real-time analytics, you can tell right away if what you're doing is making a difference, and you can adjust. So to me, that's just the wonderful thing about it.
Yeah, and we were trying to track down, but we never could. Both John and I had seen articles, discussion about how it's not actually real time. However, I don't know if it is correct that it's not real time. I can't find anything else about it. So maybe it was just a misconception. I don't know.
Yeah, there was some rumors out there, but then they talk about, they have a report that shows you the last 30 minutes. So if it's a four-hour delay, how can they build in a report that shows you the last 30 minutes accurately? So to me, there's a little bit confused on that. I'm leaning towards the fact that it's much more real-time than the four-hour delay that we heard about. I'm not sure where that came from.
Hmm. Yeah, who knows? I mean, it doesn't make sense. Google's pretty good about doing it. Well, something that fundamental, they wouldn't screw up on, you'd think.
Yeah, you hope not. But it's okay. Not like they haven't done it in the past, though.
True enough. Now, you put down a few things here, so I'll let you go through those, because after that, I've got a ton of questions from the Matt Cutts Q&A on September 21st. He did one online, and I've watched the video, most of it, this morning. There's still a bunch I'm sure I'm missing, but I've got a whole bunch of his Q's and A's. So why don't you go ahead with a couple other things?
You take the Q's. I don't want anything to do with the A's, all right? Well, so the other thing that they did with analytics, the same time they announced the real-time stuff, they announced a new a premium analytics package that you can buy through Google. It's a paid service. I'm pretty sure it's targeted very specifically at Omniture users. It's priced at like $150K a month, but it gives you 24/7 customer support. It gives you much more detailed data analysis, they say, though I haven't seen it. I don't know what that contains. But there's a lot.
$150 per year, not per month.
Is it a year?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's even better.
Yes. That's affordable. Not.
Yeah. Actually, it is. There's a lot of people paying out there paying $200,000, $400,000 for Omniture. And Omniture doesn't give you that much better data than Google. I think what their upsell is all the support and everything you get from them as a company, which now Google offers at, it seems like, a cheaper price point. So I think that's directly targeted at enterprise-level Omniture users. And personally, if I had to choose between the two, I would choose the Google one. My sites currently are running Omniture. You can guarantee I'm going to push my analytics team to say, let's look and see what this premium product does compared to our Omniture implementation.
What about the historical data, though?
Good question. So that would Google going to handle that? And how can you get it out of Omniture? I'm sure somehow you can get it out of Omniture, but they're probably going to be pushing hard to keep it now that there's somewhere decent to take it. You know what I mean?
Now, I lost you for about a second there or two, so hopefully that's just me, but I think...
Wouldn't be the first time I lost you.
Okay, yeah, so... Not exactly our listeners are going to be much interested in that, but it is intriguing. Yeah. Google is really jumping into all the markets now.
Yeah, they are, without a doubt. So let's do some of your questions for Matt Cutts, because I'm interested to hear what he's talking about.
You want me included? Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
just because you had to do a show on your own doesn't mean I have to.
Matt Cutts he did it through Google Plus, of course, this Q&A. I shouldn't say that. I think it was not of course. I think that was YouTube he did it on. I can't recall because I wasn't there. I'm just watching the post postmortem, the video that was saved. In any case, he was live answering people's questions. At the beginning, he just answered some of the main issues that are talked about a lot, and then he went into sort of a rapid fire answer, question, answer. It's crazy how many he got in there, and I'm still not finished. So at the beginning, he mentioned a question. He says, about reconsideration of URLs, it's now become more transparent. They now will tell you if manual action has been taken and whether or not it has been fixed or not. That's an improvement. Yeah. And they'll also tell you if actually nothing has been done. Now, the thing about that, I've had a client had that happen, and he was so frustrated. But, you know, you've got to look on the you know, that's glasses half empty. You know, you've really got to look at it and think, okay, well, that means then I haven't been penalized. And this is how Matt coached this as well. So really what it means is you it's still in your – the ball's still in your court. You can make a change and just affect the algorithm and hopefully get right back into the top spot again. So that is good news. Now, that said, if you can't figure out why you got penalized or why you've dropped, then that is extremely frustrating, and that's the issue with my client. It's just really frustrating.
So they drop, but you have no idea why, even though, and there's no message in there for your client at all?
Nothing. And when it comes down to it, you know, they don't have perfection. No client has perfection on their site, but nothing that I can see that earned that kind of a drop, and it was a couple pages at least. So anyways, it's been a little while, actually. I can't even recall if we're still dealing with that client now, but because it got passed along to my other staff. I know we're working on something with them, but in any case, it is frustrating when you get that response. But what can you do? You've just got to go back and disassemble everything. Do a site audit. Go through all that's been done on your site in the past. It's going to surface, and if it doesn't, then maybe you've got one of those, I don't know how to describe it, 7 to 14 day periods where you're just going to have to sit in your haunches and pray it changes, because I've seen stuff just do these weird drops and then come right back up again for good.
Right.
And those are frustrating and inexplicable, but they happen, and it still happens. Do you see that?
I mean, I do see that, but It's interesting that if there's a big enough drop, you can definitely tell it has something to do either algorithmically. But I mean, I have clients that say we dropped two places. What happened? You know, and you got to think about it. two things. You probably didn't drop. What happened was somebody got better than you, because you either, you know, you stopped doing link building or they started doing it better than you. You didn't necessarily drop in those cases. Someone just, you know, rose higher than you, quicker than you're keeping your place or your page ranking stable. The other thing is that if it wasn't fluctuating like that, you would never have a chance to move up. And those are the things I tell them. If it's a short drop, but you know, if it is a big drop like you're talking about, there's probably something either algorithmically you got hit with, or depending on what you were doing, manually. So it is sometimes tough to figure out what that is without tons and tons of time and effort to dig into everything that's happening around the site.
Exactly. Well, the other one here is, you know, these are pretty obvious questions in some regards, but this one itself says, do plus ones from Google Plus have any effect on rankings? Now, I know a lot of companies are doing tests right now. Rand at SEOmoz had done some, not just on plus one, as I understood. He may have done one by now, but last I heard, it wasn't just that. It was on all social to see whether or not it would affect rankings, and it did. But he has mentioned that he's seeing the plus one have some effect. You know, it's one of those, his favorite line is correlation is not causation. So he's not, you can't be certain at this point. But,
and this is Rand you're talking about, not Matt Cutts. Right?
Exactly. Matt Cutts, you know, what I should have mentioned at the beginning there is he did his classic, we don't know kind of. He says, if trust is high, I don't know. No, he says here, still testing plus ones as a ranking signal. So they haven't really, to quote him, he said, just because we have a signal doesn't mean we're necessarily going to add it right now. We're still working on how to add it. So that means they're testing, though, and you know that. See, he also said in the same sentence, even though I don't know how that affects how it correlates with plus ones, he says the block button blocking sites and results, mm-hmm. if they really trust you, if they know who you are and you've been an active participant in Google and they, you know, they have that trust, then those are taking effect. They are having some impact.
I wonder if that's tied into verified users at all, because I know they rolled that out for Google Plus recently, the verified users, and it's supposed to be for like celebrities and public figures and stuff, but I got one. I'm a verified user. I have no idea how, and I look at people in our industry that I respect, and I think, you know, much more quote-unquote celebrities than me, and they don't have it. So I'm trying to figure
out. Yeah, I don't have it. Jeez.
Yeah, yeah, you don't have it. But there's plenty of Rosses out there, though. But my question is, I wonder if that has something to do with whether they, you know, they trust you enough to include your downs and your likes and or plus ones, excuse me. If I remember correctly, here on our own show, back when we had John Mueller on from Google, he was talking about we had asked him questions about the plus one. And what he had said was the plus one inside of Google Plus did not act the same way as the plus ones in the SERPs. And at that time, my understanding was the SERPs would impact your rankings and the ones inside Google Plus would not. So maybe that's changed. Well, I know it's changed somewhat because now they're supposed to act the same, but I don't know whether that means they both impact things or neither one of them impact things. As per the course with Google, we have no clue.
they loved keeping us on our toes. Yeah. They were listening, they'd be just like, ah, ha, ha.
Yeah. And as soon as we get a clue, that's when they change it.
Or yeah, we're 10 steps behind. Yeah. Yes. So, well, you know what? We need to take a quick break and we come back. We're going to go to some more John's notes here and then some more Q&As.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
Looking for a white label SEO and social platform for your clients? Think
eBrands.
Free and unlimited SEO audit reports.
eBrands.
Premium Facebook apps and welcome page creators.
eBrands.
Twitter management app, analytics, and mobile site generators.
eBrands.
Let eBrands manage your search and social media campaigns and give you and your clients access to their white label dashboard, which have great reports that will wow your clients and deliver great ROI and results. Try eBrands for 30 days. Go to ebrandswithaz.com or call 1-866-625-5717. That's eBrands with a Z for
eBrands.
Do you look at the task of ranking your site at the top of the search engines like you would climbing the top of Mount Everest? It doesn't have to be. TopSEOs.com knows how hard that climb can be, and they can make top ranking a reality. Top SEOs send you to only the right search vendors and agencies that they know will work for you. Since 2002, TopSEOs.com has reviewed and researched the best search engine marketing agencies and solutions providers. Don't risk the cost of falling off the proverbial peak of search rankings. Let Top SEOs give you peace of mind. TopSEOs.com, the independent authority on search vendors.
From the creators of We Build Pages, experience the power of the Internet Marketing Ninja. An exclusively trained army of nearly 100 in-house ninjas. Mastered in the arts of social media, local marketing, content creation, SEO reporting, and yes, link building. The Internet Marketing Ninjas will release a new version of their legendary tools to the public. Visit the Internet Marketing Ninjas booth at PubCon 2011 Vegas or visit imninjas.com. The ninjas are coming.
Podcasting at the speed of sound.
WebmasterRadio.fm,
the flamethrower.
WebmasterRadio.fm, we're everywhere.
Okay, class, take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session. Only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm with John Carcutt, the Director of SEO and Social Media for Advanced Internet, and myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, Inc. For the break, we're discussing some of Matt's questions and answers he did in a live Q&A on either Google Plus or YouTube, I'm not sure which one, just on the 21st of September.
And, you can just say on a Google property.
Yeah, exactly. Well, one thing I was pretty pumped about, and apparently it was just last week that Will.i.am did this, they've announced that you can have unlimited people now in Hangouts.
Ooh, I didn't know that. That's awesome.
Yeah, like it's just insane how many you can have. So Will.i.am did it, and I believe he's doing another one today. That blew it. It's Friday. Yes, everyone, we're not doing this live. He's doing it today. Yeah, 3 p.m. or 2 p.m. Pacific. I'm not sure, but in any case, I'm going to check that out just to see how that works and how well it works. And I'm also a Will.i.am fan, so there you go.
Nice. So I want something I read on the SEO Roundtable this week. It intrigued me because it kind of hit home. For a long time, I've been a very staunch proponent of don't use rankings as a success indicator. And there was a report on SEO Roundtable about how many SEOs don't provide ranking reports. And it was only 7% of SEOs that did not provide ranking reports to their client. And I have to say, I do. I don't like it, but I do provide ranking reports to clients primarily because they expect them. And, you know, I try very hard to set the expectation, say, look, rankings are not your goal. Your goal is not to be ranked for a certain term. Your goal usually is something to do with making money on your website. That's your goal. Rankings are what I call KPI. It's a key performance indicator of how well you're doing towards making money, but it's not the goal. So I'll still provide them because clients expect them. But it's interesting that 7% of SEOs don't do it. Now, even more interesting, 26% of SEOs only give them if the client requests them, which I should probably move to.
That's a good way of doing it. Maybe I don't know. My clients, being so many of them being small businesses, they just don't understand why we wouldn't have them. It wouldn't go over well. So we kind of have to. But we are always pushing the fact that they really are low priority. We got to look at the analytics.
My first question when I sit down with a client is, what is your goal? And they usually go, huh? We want to rank better. I'm like, no, that's not what you want. How are you going to make money? That's your goal. And they'd still give me a blank look. And what I do is I show them a piece of paper and I say, look, if you were showing this piece of paper to your boss and your boss said, look, our SEO program is doing great. What are you showing him? And they look at me and say, well, you know, rankings. I'm like, no, that's just, you know, and you got to have that conversation. You got to educate the clients. And once they kind of get your point, then it's a lot easier to make them understand, okay, rankings are okay. And yeah, they probably still want to see them, but that's not the focus.
Mm-hmm. And then the scary thing is that it's so common that people don't have their own goals.
Oh yeah, definitely. Sometimes the whole kickoff call is trying to get the client to either understand or dig through to find out what the goals really are, because the client doesn't know.
Yeah, one of the things that I implemented a while back, and we can only do it so often because, frankly, it takes so much time, and you know, we're not business advisors. I mean, we are in a sense, but we don't want to be doing that full time. Is I've literally told the client, okay, let's step back and let's do a few hours of consult where I'm going to help lead you and figure out your goals for you before we get into this, because it's misleading for you to work with me until you have them.
Yeah,
and it doesn't necessarily work out that well. I've lost clients that way, potential clients. But you know what? If they don't have a clue, how can we help them? It just is frustrating for us.
If you can't show them that the work you're doing is providing value for them, then they're just going to get mad at some point. It's going to be a bad outcome. And the only way to really show them that you're providing value is has some clear goals, some clear metrics that are tied to dollars instead of rankings. And then if you can show them you're making the money, they're going to love you forever.
Yeah, and that's what I love about small businesses, because we can really change their bottom line. Unlike massive corporates, it's a little tougher. You can still do it, but it's tougher.
Yeah, it's a longer road, for sure.
It's a longer road, and then you don't even know if you're going to get credit for it. You usually don't.
That is true. That's why I really, really emphasize these are the metrics we're tracking, and we want credit for these. And to that point, with those bigger clients, we make sure that we never take credit for any kind of anything that has to do with branded search, because we know that, you know, for their branded search, there's so many other influences that could impact that. That if we stick with non-branded search, we say we're going to find you clients that you would not have normally gotten through long tail, through other channels of targeting. You know, then we can really, really prove this is business you got because of us.
Awesome. Aren't we cool?
I don't know. I rarely get to sit at the cool table, so I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, we make our own.
Yeah. I usually sit at the geeky SEO table, so.
Yeah. This is where we like to talk. Other people don't understand us. Help it. Another one of the questions that were brought up was, and this is when he actually started to get into Q&A, before this was some of the main issues he's noticed, or questions are brought up a lot. Now, it was one of the persons had mentioned that their authorship markup isn't showing up in search. Why? What's going on? My first impression was that Matt was going to say it's because you're not popular enough.
Because you're not at the cool table.
Yeah, exactly. But he didn't. He said, well, you should go and drop a question in our forum and we'll see what's up. He did kind of roundabout say that, you know, we can't let everyone do that. so we could kind of say you're not possibly not popular enough. But it's interesting to hear that they are sort of open to talking about it, at least.
One of the things I saw this week, someone on Google Plus had put a screenshot that they had been given the author tag, you know, on an article in the SERPs, and next to their picture, where it showed that they were the author of the article, it showed how many circles they were in Google Plus in the organic search results. So you'd see the listing, you'd see their picture and their name, that they were the author, and then it said in 3,256 circles. Which I thought was really interesting, because they're tying Google Plus, you know, relationships and Google Plus networks into the SERPs as well now. So maybe that has something to do with that algorithm that says, you know, hey, you get your picture under this listing.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of really interesting things coming, and I'm pumped about it. It's all a little creepy, but you know what? We just got to give up our whole privacy thing and just go for it. It seems. Yes.
I'm just waiting for my Google chip to be implanted in the back of my neck, and then I'm done. I don't have to worry about it anymore.
Yes. As long as it comes with a nice Google shirt. I'm in.
I got too many Google shirts. I need something new. I want the little Google refrigerator. That's what I want. I don't think you can get those anymore, but that's the one I want.
I think you can buy them.
Can you?
I would imagine so. They've got a lot of stuff on their shopping page. But anyway, we're getting off track here.
Well, I gotta say, I've looked. Store.google.com is where you can go buy shirts and all that kind of stuff. They do not have the refrigerator. Oh. They do have the beanbag chairs. That's cool. I've got one of those.
Maybe they had too many sendbacks. Who knows? Yeah. Probably. another question was Google Flights. When will they be available outside of USA? So that's something that was added recently to quite the fanfare, actually. They bought ITA. That's what they call it. A large company that is actually they deliver the flight results and flight information to all of the major competitors, such as like kayak.com and gosh, that's the only one that comes to mind. There's a lot of them though.
Kayak's a good one.
That's a big one.
What's the one that William Shatner does? It's not Travelocity. What's the one he does?
I think it's Travelocity.
Is it Travelocity? And I always wondered why he was doing that, but he owns half of that company, so that's why he does the commercials.
Well, there you go. Yeah. So in any case, they're doing that, and they've now released their own version, so now you can go into Google, and I believe you can even reserve directly through it. That's pretty powerful.
Well, the day they announced it, I had to make some flight reservations for my recent trips. And I said, okay, cool, I'm going to try this. I went in, and it was totally useless. I could not figure out how to use it. It didn't give me the data I was looking for. After about 3 or 4 minutes of trying, I went over and did what I usually do. I haven't tried it since then, so maybe it's better, or maybe it's – I don't know. But it wasn't really that great for me, just saying.
Hmm. Okay, well, good to know. But in any case, someone had asked whether or not it was going to be outside of the U.S. soon, and Matt's response, he's not that, close to what's going on there, but he essentially said it's way too early. As far as he knows, they're still increasing the functionality for the USA, so we're going to have to be patient. It makes perfect sense. I mean, hell, yeah. It just launched.
and that's why I'm saying I was there the first day right after launch. I'm thinking there's going to be better stuff coming along attached to it later, because it was kind of shaky the first day.
One thing you got to give them credit for is they listen, unlike Facebook.
That is true. Oh, yeah. Oh, speaking of Facebook, Facebook launched directories last week. So they have directories on Facebook.com now of people, places, and pages. I only bring this up because directories have been part of SEO forever. And you think, oh, cool, a directory get listed on Facebook directories can have a lot of strength. I went to see if I could find myself in the people directory just to see what it looked like. I have to say it's the worst implementation of a directory I have ever seen. And I tweeted it. I said, I'm not shy about it. I said, at Facebook, this sucks. It really, really does. So I'd love to hear your guys' opinion. Maybe I just looked at it wrong or something. But go on our Facebook page if you have any comments about that directory and how they work, because I just didn't get it. It was just horrible to me. So I'd love to hear your guys'
opinion. Where's it at?
I had a link to it from some article. So you probably have to search to find it somewhere.
And that's great. Good, so it's not directory.facebook. That'd be too easy.
No. And we know how good Facebook search is, don't we?
Yeah, honestly, I thought with all this big changes and stuff, they would have implemented some kind of search, you know, with the timeline implementation and all that, but no.
You would think that that would be their number one priority, is get really good search in Facebook, because if they had that, they'd have a chance of really, I'm not going to say dominate, because they already do, but they'd be able to sustain their domination a lot better than they're doing now. Search.
Here we are.
Oh, did you find it?
Yep, facebook.com/directory. That is actually simple, to give them credit.
Yeah.
It's not listed in our top menu or anything, which would be handier, but they certainly got space there to do that.
Yeah, so, you know, I'd love to hear other people's opinion. Mine is it's horrid, so.
Not surprised. Certainly not. There's their usability. They've never hired a usability specialist. If they have, the person should be fired 10 times over.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous. Let's take a quick break, and when we get back, we're going to finish off on a few questions and answers and some of the other content John has.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
Oh, yeah. My day is done. Time for happy hour.
You're already done for the day?
Yeah, because I use CertifiedKnowledge.org. Their PPC tools literally save me hours every day.
How do you keep on top of all of Google's new features?
Easy. With Certified Knowledge, their interactive learning modules keep me up to date. And if there's something I don't know, I can watch their video lessons without having to hunt around the Google help files.
Great. I'm ready to expand my knowledge.
Hi, I'm Brett Geddes. I'm the only leader officially supported by Google to teach the advanced track of the AdWords Seminars for Success. I personally recommend CertifiedKnowledge.org as your one-stop shop for all your PPC needs.
Learn, optimize, connect. Be smart. Go to CertifiedKnowledge.org now.
MySEOTool.com is your all-in-one SEO management resource. MySEOTool.com makes it easy to optimize and oversee all of your SEO efforts. Line-by-line detailed reports help you identify any problems and show you how to fix them. MySEOTool.com is completely automated. Once you use it, you will see a rise in your search rankings and traffic. Try MySEOTool risk-free today. Go to MySEOTool.com. MySEOTool.com.
Looking for an affiliate network that can package every solution an advertiser or publisher needs in one account? Your one-stop source for full-service solutions is AdMedia.com. AdMedia delivers an incredible lineup of specialized XML feeds for local, social, and search, plus the advertising arsenal of PPC, SEM, contextual, display, and more. AdMedia gives your campaign real visibility, from emailers to domain redirects. AdMedia tailors your all-in-one campaign to give your account a real advantage. AdMedia.com delivers cost-effective ad solutions with real conversions. Learn everything AdMedia can do for you today. Sign up at AdMedia.com. AdMedia, strong ROI made simple.
Your virtual webmaster frat house.
WebmasterRadio.fm. Hey, bring your togas.
WebmasterRadio.fm.
Thanks for listening. WebmasterRadio.fm. We're everywhere.
Okay, class. Take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session. Only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm with John Carcutt, the Director of SEO and Social Media for Advanced Internet, and myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, Inc. We've been touching base on a few of the news items these days and some of the Q&As from Matt Cutts' live Q&A on the September 21st, and we're going to do a few more and then tie the show up. So do you have anything you'd like to add on the last bit there, John?
Just a little bit of talk about Google Places. Apparently last week there was a bug in Google Places that happened over a few days, that if you went in to edit your phone number and went back out of your Places page, the phone number was like 10 digits extra on the phone number. There was a really weird bug about it. There was a whole thread on the Google support forums, but Mike Blumenthal has a really good article on it about, he called it the smooshing bug. So if you go to blumenthals.com, it's real good. I just want to, if you saw that, I want to let everybody know that apparently Google says it's now fixed. If you have the problem, just go back in, re-edit your phone number, and when you come back out, it should be fixed. So if you saw that problem or you're in the middle of trying to get it, figure it out, it should be okay for you. If it's not, put a message on our forum, go to the Google support forum, or heck, if you tell Mike at blumenthals.com, I'm sure he can jump on him. He loves doing that.
not Mike. Well, that's excellent. Okay. Well, I know Google Places has been a mess, so and he's really good at keeping on top of that.
Well, at the same time, you remember when they launched Google Plus, they said, no businesses, only people and only real names. We're going to do a beta program for some businesses. Apparently, there was only two companies that got picked up in that beta program. I think it was GM Motors and Ford were the only two that were officially beta participants in that program. A week or so ago, they completely eliminated it. They said, no, we're not doing this beta anymore. But at the same time, they made noises like the real thing is going to launch really soon. So be on the lookout for Google Plus having some kind of business type of profiles that will eventually will probably be tied into Places pages before too long.
Excellent. Okay. Well, what else we got here? Have technical queries dropped in quality because of the Panda update? It's not directly the question, but that's what I summed it up to be. Someone had mentioned they'd seen some issues with technical queries.
That's the Rossified version of the question.
That's the Rossified version, exactly. That's the quick shorthand here. Matt Cutts' answer was that, as far as he knows, the Panda update's probably not affecting that. It's more likely algorithmic, and if the person can certainly show some examples of how it was before and how it is now, that's great. They'll get on it. pretty blanket answer.
Par for the course.
Yeah, exactly. When is Panda updating again? Pretty common question these days, and he just sort of sighed. He's like, it doesn't matter. We're doing it all the time.
I was going to say, I think Panda should be considering rolling update at this point. I mean, giving it Panda 2.3 and 3.1 and 4, that's getting out of control. I think it should be just considered part of the average rolling Google updates at this point.
Oh, it's ridiculous. People spend a lot of time arguing about it, too. It's like, what the? Anyway, I've got way more interesting things to do. One of the things that I thought was cool to hear mentioned, though, was that one of the things they are looking at is how much content is there above the fold versus ads. They talked about how they could do that. They're interested in it, that kind of thing. But now he's saying that, they do that. That's cool.
Well, one of the Google patents from years ago, actually, the ones they were granted, and we've known about this for a year, maybe two or more, that Google can actually segment the content of an individual page and assign it its own values. So they can do that. So if you have a bunch of ads at a certain level in the page, the value of those ads are going to be much lower than real content. So that's how I can see that easily being done by Google, by identifying different portions of the page as being different types of content and giving them different values. And if you have a bunch of ads at the top, that's going to lower the overall score of the page.
I love it when I get one of these guys saying something that, there's only so much we can say to clients. We think. Based on our experience. It's nice to say, Matt Cutts said.
Google said. One of your favorite phrases is Google says.
Yeah. So this is nice to get this confirmation, and it's going to help a lot with some of our issues with clients' usability. There's some of their websites they really do need help with, and to their credit, they're always listening, but they just don't make it a priority. However, when you hear that the algorithm isn't directly affecting that, that will make a difference.
Yep.
Yippee. Okay, well, I've got more here, but what I'm going to try and do is maybe whip up an article and just on some of these questions in shorthand and stuff. I honestly can't find anything right now on that whole interview, so I'm going to spend the time and whip up a little little thing for our blog on that. But
so you did find that in Google Plus, but it was probably published on YouTube. Is that what you're saying?
I found it in both places, so I don't know.
I wonder if he did that prior to or after they opened Google Plus up to the public. Because that happened last week or a week or so ago, too. It'd be interesting to know the timing on that.
That is true. I don't know.
And apparently the Google Plus traffic is, from what I'm reading, has quadrupled since they opened it up to the public. So just like it did when they first opened it up to the beta testers, it was, tons of interest, tons of people driving tons of traffic, then it weaned off. Same thing's happening now with the new public users.
Well, I think it's great. I think it's not necessarily going to be the place for people to do personal stuff. It's not going to be the Facebook. It's going to be Google Plus. It's very unique. It's very fun. I enjoy using it a lot. I find it way more informative, way more interesting. And I find it's like reading the newspaper. There's so many interesting things in there and very interesting people. And, wow, is it a great place to get followers?
Jeez.
It's astounding. Like, every time I open my thing, I've got nine plus. Yeah. Like, I can go an hour later, and I've got nine plus more followers.
How long has Google Plus been out? Maybe, 3 or 4 months at this point total since the beta launch? Something like that. And I've got I'm closing in on 800 people following me on Google Plus. I've been on Facebook for 3 or 4 years, and I just hit 500 the other day. So within a matter of months, Google Plus, eclipsed my Facebook followers.
Oh, for peace sake. Sorry for all the noise. Some moron above me working out. Oh, good Lord. Okay, well, I'm glad this is ending. Although I had some good points I wanted to end with. I'm not going to now. I think he's eclipsed the show here. So on behalf of myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and John Carcutt, the Director of SEO and Social Media for Advanced Internet, thanks for joining us today. We're looking forward to the next week where we'll bring you up to date on more great news from the world of SEO and maybe even touch on some social media. It's getting so wrapped together that there's lots for us to talk about there too.
Oh, definitely, without a doubt.
We're almost going to have to make this twice a week now. This keeps up.
Maybe we change the name to SEO/SMO101.
Yeah, exactly. That'll really confuse everyone.
Yes.
Well, thanks, everyone. Remember, our show is airs 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern every Monday. And you can also post any questions or even some answers if there's something you believe we said wrong or you'd like to add to it. Please do on Facebook.com/ SEO 101 podcast. Hope you have a great week, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening, everybody.